Picture as best we can the scene from today's gospel lesson. The angel Gabriel enters Mary's home. This couldn't have been anything Mary was expecting that day. I'm guessing it was a day like any other. Let's set the stage. Her home was probably built of sun-dried bricks made from local materials. The roof overhead was flat, and the rooms were organized around a central courtyard. Mary's family unit was central for her, likely, as it was for most Jewish women. And she and her female relatives probably maintained the house and managed the family affairs. Her extended family probably lived together, including parents and children and grandparents and other relatives. Now, on this day, I imagine the household was pretty busy. Sounds on the street and animals could be heard and other voices. And maybe she and her other female relatives were busy cooking or cleaning or weaving. And then everything changed. Through the angel Gabriel, God told Mary that change, big change, was coming. We heard earlier in the service, beautifully sung, the words from the hymn writer Jeanette Lindholm, and she frames the scene of Mary simply and beautifully. She met the day as days before, a cup of milk, a crust of bread, bare feet upon the clean swept floor. She planned her day as days before, the empty jug, a tattered rug, stray threads within a cluttered drawer, then Gabriel outside the door. Now, when I think of Mary in this moment, stopped short, perhaps her sleeves are rolled up and she's pushing damp hair off of her forehead, a girl, really, stunned and moved with the presence of the unexpected and the unimagined. I am filled with the thought that she was heroic, strong, and capable of speaking and questioning. How can this be? There might have been more interaction, we don't know, but Mary speaks up, doesn't she? She asks the direct question, how can this be? Explain this to me. Help me to understand. Mary obeys, but she is not passive. Gabriel gives Mary what she needs to say yes. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary goes on to proclaim God's gorgeousness. But let's not forget, first she asks, how? This story is epic. It swoops so high we can barely grasp it. God came to earth. God came to be among us. God became one of us. And this incarnation, this God made truly human, is at the center of our Christian faith. It starts in a mud brick home filled with all that is ordinary and day to day, children crying, food cooking. But here we have it. Mary asks, but how? Now, throughout the Bible, God has surprised people in their daily lives. Mary is a prime example, but we find another in the narrative in Exodus, and there's some parallels. It's the story of Moses, who had an unexpected encounter. Like Mary, Moses was going about his business one day, taking care of his sheep like any other day. He's out in the wilderness, away from anyone else, and much like Mary, an angel appears. An angel appears in flames of fire from within a bush that never burns up. And when he goes to investigate, Moses is confronted with this unexpected message from God. "So go now. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." What is Moses' reply? "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" In one translation, Moses says, "But why me? What makes you think that I could ever go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Moses asks, and God replies that miracles and signs will go with Moses. But most of all, God proclaims that Moses is not alone. God says, "The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, is with him." Now, the Gospel of Luke gives us another miraculous encounter that causes someone to ask, "How?" In it, Gabriel makes another appearance, and this time it is to Zechariah. Zechariah is the father of John the Baptist. We hear his story at the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, and Gabriel appears and announces to Zechariah that his wife, who is up there in years, will give birth to a son, and that son would be the forerunner of the Lord. When Zechariah saw Gabriel, he was terrified and fear overwhelmed him. Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man and my wife is getting on in years." And the angel replies, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I've been sent to you to bring you this good news." Moses and Zechariah and Mary share this so human response to the unexpected and disorienting encounter with a message of God, and they all ask, "How?" This is the kind of response that we all know and understand, even if most of us, I'm going to assume, haven't had an earth-shattering and life-expanding encounter with Gabriel. But none of us has escaped sudden and disorienting news. How will I face this diagnosis? How can this cruelty be happening in the world? How can this be happening to me? Our lives are often filled to the brim with uncertainty. Big, big things enter our home from nowhere, and I've had my own. And I've asked many times of God, "How will I bear this?" And I'm sure that's a question you've asked as well. I've had normal days interrupted with a phone call. I've had news delivered over what seemed like just a typical family dinner. And this news has changed my world forever. I'm sure you have your own story of a normal day that brought something that suddenly changed everything and caused you to ask, "How can I face something big and unexpected?" Moses and Zechariah and Mary share that question, "How?" I don't think that the answer back for all three of them removed their fear or ongoing questions. Suffering and struggle and pain is inevitable. This is a truth about our life. But there's another truth, and it's an important one. God's love and presence, and yes, strength, persists. Nothing can separate you or me from this. And my experience is that you can ask how of God as many times as you need to. It's pretty stunning to think of what Mary faced as her baby became obvious to people around her. And I'm going to guess that she replayed that encounter in her kitchen many, many times. She probably retold it her whole life to those who loved her and knew her best. And I'm sure her retelling also described her response. She asked how, but she also said yes to God with all her heart, even though she couldn't have known what was to come. Gabriel tells Mary that nothing is impossible with God, and it helps her face the fear. The God who did wondrous things for your cousin Anna and Zechariah, the God of Moses, the God of today is all powerful. The Most High God is with you. And what is her reply? Mary says, yes, let it be as you say. My answer is yes. Encountering the unexpected are times we can turn to God. Mary, Moses, and Zechariah all spoke up, and so can we. We can approach God with complete honesty. Somewhere in the midst of the questions is another reality. It sits alongside the challenge, the pain, and the uncertainty. God is faithful and steadfast. God's faithfulness is firmly set in the heavens and with us. The Most High God is with you and with me.